Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Hallelujah. We welcome you to this 8 p.m. Bible study course. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for being God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank him for his provision and for his instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, we serve the type of God. He loved us so well. Amen. That he not only died our death and paid our sin debt, you know, gave his only begotten son for that. Amen. Hallelujah. He did not only set a plan of salvation in place, my God, but he gave us his spirit. Amen. He gave us the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, we talk about the Holy Ghost, but we don't talk about the fire. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Jesus had a baptism of Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Praise God. Fire to burn out his kindred, my God. Hallelujah, ooh. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
Jesus.
To your name.
Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Jesus. Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. He is the God that answered by fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. And so I'm excited about that on tonight, beloved. I'm excited about God and what it is that he's doing in the lives of his people. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a few scriptures that we're going to go through tonight in Bible study. Amen. We're going to go through Corinthians 10, 1 through 22. Amen. We're going to go through Numbers 27, 1 through 23. Amen. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 through 22. And we're going to go to Psalms 22, 14 and 31. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're going to read the scriptures, amen, before we get into the study, amen, that we can get a full understanding. Amen. This is Bible study, and we need some scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to have the scripture. So first we're going to read Numbers, amen, verses, chapter 27, verses 1 through 23. Amen. We are going to get some reading in that this way when the revelation come forth, amen, that we have an understanding. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then after that, we're going to read 22, 21 more scriptures. Praise God. Amen. For the word of God is spirit and life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We can slow walk it tonight because this is Bible study. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you get it, just say amen, beloved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And so let us begin to read, amen, Numbers chapter 27. We're going to start at verse 1. Sister Shirley, I'm going to ask that you read from verse 1 through 13. No, read verses 1 through, 13. And Sister Latasha, you could read 14 through 23.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Let us try to pull up the KJV. Do everybody have the KJV so that we can have the same translation or is the New Living Translation better for y'all? What's best for y'all?
I have the contemporary English version.
You have the contemporary. What do you have, woman of God?
I have the King James version.
Okay. Go ahead and read the King James up to 14.
Okay. Numbers 27, 1 through 13 reads as thus. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the family of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and these are the names of his daughters. Mala, Noah, and Hagla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before before Eleazar, the priest, and before the princes, and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation sing, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord,
mm-hmm.
in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he hath no son? Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 7, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right, though thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their fathers, of their father to pass unto them. And mm-hmm. thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. And if his father has no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family. And he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee up into this mount, Abarim, and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people as Aaron thy brother was gathered.
Verse 14 says, I switch Bibles. For you disobeyed my order in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, to uphold my sanctity, by strict obedience to my authority. At the waters before their eyes, these are the waters of Meribah and Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. So verse 15, and Moses said to the Lord, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, who shall go out and come in before them, leading them out and bringing them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as sheep, which have no shepherd. The Lord said mm-hmm. to Moses, take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand upon him, and you set him before Eleazar, the priest, and all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And you and put some of your honor and authority upon him, that all the congregation of the Israelites may obey him. He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire for him before the Lord by the judgment of the Urim, one of the two articles in the priest's breastplate worn when asking counsel of the Lord for the people. At Joshua's word, the people shall go out and come in, both he and all the Israelites' congregation with him. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar, the priest, and all the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him and commissioned him as the Lord commanded through Moses. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And so for those of you that's just coming on, we was reading in Numbers chapter 27, verses 1 through 23. And, beloved, we're now going to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 22. Amen. We want to get the scripture reading in. And I want you all to pay close attention to, you know, how Moses, as a leader over one of the largest congregation ever, amen, how he did not lean on his own understanding or trust his decision-making unto reasoning, amen, of his own mind. Amen, hallelujah. He inquired of the Lord, amen. And so I believe that God wants us, as the word says, to acknowledge him in all of our ways.
Amen.
That he may direct our path. Amen.
Amen.
And so as we are reading these scriptures, I want you to focus on these things. Amen. How Moses, you know, how he could have just said, God is gracious. Amen. Hallelujah. And yes, I'll do this because God is gracious. No, he stopped. He paused when the people asked of him certain things, and he said, I will inquire of the Lord. Amen. And so what I want you to know tonight is that reason is not the ultimate power. Amen. Those of us that believe on Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, amen, God did not leave us comfortless. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave us, amen, a paracletos. He gave us the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so those that do not believe don't have the Holy Ghost. You have to believe in order to have this gift. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ, he is truly the gift that keep on giving. He gave us the Holy Ghost. If we were to go to John 14, he gave us the Gospel of John chapter 14. Let's go there really quick so that we know why we have the Holy Ghost. And this is just some of the reasons. These are just some of the attributes that we have him, because we also know that he is a refreshing spirit. Amen. We also know that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is the Holy Spirit that's teaching us how to be the bride of Christ, because we don't know how to be the bride. Amen. And so it is the Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth. He's teaching us how to be the bride of Christ. It is the Holy Spirit that is reminding us of everything that Jesus taught his disciples. It is only the Holy Spirit that can reveal the mind of God. Amen. And so, beloved, your reasoning, like when God saved us, he didn't get rid of our mental capacity. We're not ignorant, but he does not want us to rely on our mental capacity, because sometimes that can lead us down the wrong way. Amen. But the Holy Spirit will always lead us into truth. Amen. The Holy Spirit. And Jesus says that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and so
amen.
We need to stay in the way of truth. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I may feel that this way is right, but once I get a special revelation, this thing ain't on feeling anymore. My God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
That's right.
This thing is not about what I feel. This thing is about what the Holy Ghost reveals. Hallelujah.
That's right.
This is about the mind of God and the leading of the Spirit in the way that God would like for us to take. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen, beloved. And so we are living in a time, amen, even as they lived, the older church lived, amen, we need to be led by the Spirit. For the Bible says that those that are led by the Spirit, that they are the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The world don't have this spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
So, beloved, we want you to be able to be in tune when you have decisions that you have to make. Don't take it for granted and leave it to reason. Don't reason outside of the Holy Ghost. Listen, it's dangerous for us to reason mentally and not reason in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. Because it is the Spirit that shall guide us into all truth. Amen. And so if we want to go to John 14, amen, Jesus here, he promises in John 14, amen, he promises another comforter. And I'm just going to read this really quick. Amen. Let me see. I don't want to do all of that. And y'all can read all of 14 together. I'm going to start at all the 14 on your own time. I'm in John 14. I'm going to start at 15. Amen. And this is after Philip doesn't know the way to take. A lot of us don't know the way to take, but we have the Spirit that can give us a revelation. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm not afraid to say that I don't know the way to take. God gave me a revelation recently, and the revelation that he gave me, amen, was concerning to being for me to enjoy or to embrace the season that I am. Do not operate outside of your season. Amen. Do not operate out, and that's pertaining to what I'm giving up. And what I realized that as I meditated upon that is that I have different relationships. And with different people, I could be in different seasons according to the relationship. Amen? Amen? And I'm not going to give more than what's in my season to give. Amen? As the Holy Spirit reveals. Because for every time, for every season, there is a time. For every season, there is a time. And so seasons begin and seasons end. Seasons begin and season end. Amen? And so sometimes people are part of your life, and sometimes their season is up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes the season is up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we don't want to let go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I'm here to tell you today, amen, that rejection at times is just your redirection. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. My God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is why we need a revelation. This is why we need a revelation from God. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so I'm going to begin to read at John 14, verse 15. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, because at this time in Jesus' earthly ministry, he was the helper, the paracletos, or him that empowered the disciples to heal the sick, raise the dead, whatever they was doing, to forgive sins. Jesus gave them the authority and the power to do so. Amen?
Amen.
That he may abide with you forever. And so the Holy Spirit, but it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so God is establishing love and obedience. That's what he did here. He established love and obedience, and he said that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then he says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. And he calls him the Spirit of Truth. Jesus says, I am the truth, but the Paracletos that's coming is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And he is the Spirit of Truth, amen, whom the world cannot receive, so he's not for the world. Amen, hallelujah. The Spirit of Truth is only for the church. Amen?
Amen.
Those of us that is the body of Christ. Amen? Because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. For he dwells with you and will be in you. Amen? And so he doesn't just dwell with us like the early church, like the early church had him. You know, I would say John the Baptist and the rest of them. Amen? He is dwelling in us. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not just baptized where the Holy Spirit is all around us on the outside. He's dwelling on the inside, praise God. Amen. And so we need that infilling of the Holy Ghost and fire baptism, because upon your faith being in Christ, he is a free gift, another gift from God. Amen. Hallelujah. You want this gift, and you want it with the evidence that they got it with. Amen? And we're going to get into that another time, because some people may believe that, everybody don't speak in tongues. Everybody does not speak in diverse tongues. Everybody don't speak in diverse tongues, but everybody should have a prayer link. The Bible tells you to pray in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up. Amen? Hallelujah. And that is, as the Holy Spirit quickens you, he called for your spirit to speak a language that you did not study. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So we know that Jesus is his spirit. He speaks of another comforter. He speaks of the spirit of truth. And he says, I will not leave you orphan. He says, I will come to you. And so he's bringing them, elevating their mind, amen, that he's coming back in spirit form. Jesus is coming. Amen, hallelujah. That the Father, the Spirit, and the Son is one. It is the Father and the Son that does the work. Amen. In Jesus' ministry, we witness the fullness of the Godhead. We witness Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And if we abide in Christ as he abides in us, we have a threefold protection because Christ also abides in God. Amen, hallelujah. And so we don't have to be so concerned about the enemy, his onslaughts, his attacks, amen, because we're not ignorant to those things. But we must keep our faith in God, amen, wrapped up and tied up in the Christ, amen, because from the cross is where our provision comes, amen. The Holy Spirit can only work latitude in your life. He can only do this, amen, if your faith is in Christ and the cross. If your faith is in Christ and his finished work. Amen? And so
Amen.
19 says, a little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will live also. Amen? And so, listen, he's promising us a new life. Amen? At that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me. And I in you, that's threefold protection. Amen?
Yes.
Listen, the
yes,
spirit yes. of fear is abolished right now in the name of Jesus.
In the
and
name of
even
Jesus.
Even when it comes down to COVID, amen, we got to believe, amen, like the early church believed. He says, you must believe that I am in my Father, I am in you, and you in me. Amen? Hallelujah? No, it says, I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Amen?
Amen.
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And so we need for Christ to manifest himself. Amen? Hallelujah. We need
Amen.
For him to manifest himself through revelation. Amen? We need for him to manifest himself in the power of his might. He is the right hand of God. The right hand of God is the power. That's Christ. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
And so we're going to continue to read this really quick because this is a little off the lesson. It says, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Amen. So obedience
Amen.
Comes with that abiding. And God making him, the Son and the Father making their home with you. Amen. And the word
Amen.
Which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. And so we have to be mindful that even in our ministry, amen, that we just speak what it is that God is telling us to speak. Amen, hallelujah. We have
amen.
To be mindful of idle conversation. We have to be mindful of saying things and saying God said and God didn't say anything. Amen. We got to be mindful of reasoning outside of the spirit, not acknowledging him in all of our ways, but saying God said. We got to be mindful of these things. Because we're going to be held
Amen.
Accountable. Amen. And so it says, Amen. It calls him the gift of peace. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the helper is the Paracletos, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Amen. And so, listen, I'm old school Pentecostal. Amen. I still call on the name of Jesus. I still say, thank you, Jesus. And if there seems to be a block, I take it to the highest praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord,
and I know that we shall be a breakthrough. Amen. I still believe in tarrying at the altar. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And tarrying means to wait and pray. Wait and pray. Wait and pray. Amen. I believe that. And while you are surrendering your heart, your will, giving all unto God, that he may make up his abode with you from your faith being in Christ. Lord in the upper room. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I still believe in the spitting up and the purging. I believe in that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I know that after going through that and the Holy Spirit wipes the temple, cleans the temple, amen, amen, whatever burden was on you is gone. Whatever that was unclean, my God, my God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The temple must be swept clean. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Glory to his name. Amen. Listen, God does a perfect work, and it is an inside work. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
and then we must grow up and mature and learn how to navigate spiritually in this new life. Praise God. Amen.
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 We're going someplace else. But I'm just going to read this. It says, he will teach you all things. This is what the Holy Spirit will do. Amen. Listen. We want people to mature spiritually that have not been born of the Spirit. When a woman carries a baby in her womb, not until that baby is birthed out in this world does that baby begin to grow concerning things in this world. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's a good way to put it.
That's
Amen.
Right. So we want
Amen.
People to grow and mature and understand that have not been born. Listen, they can't grow if they have not been born. They must be born first. This
Amen.
Is a new
Amen.
Birth. You must be born again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So we must first get them born. You get faith in Christ, and then the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire births you into the body of Christ. You must be born again. Do not live mm-hmm. beneath your kingdom privilege. Amen? How are you
Amen.
Going to get an understanding of spiritual things when you're still in the womb? Hey, kerebo sanda. Kuriyanderebo sikiyando. Amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen? And so, beloved,
amen.
Once you believe, amen, the pastor is feeding you, trying to nurture you, to bring you to that place, amen, pouring, Seeding into you spiritually that you can, amen, hallelujah, receive that Holy Ghost and fire baptism. There was a time when you could not usher, sing in the choir. You could not do nothing if you did not have that spirit. Amen, hallelujah.
That's right.
All the
amen.
That goes on now was not going on then. If we were to go back to Acts, the book of Acts says that in order to give out rations to the widows, that the seven that they chose, and Philip was one of them, had to be full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. And that was to be able to give out food to the other same people. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
You had to be full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. There was
no
blah, 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 blah either. Amen. You had to birth forth, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You had
Lord.
To birth my God.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes,
so,
Lord.
Beloved, do not live beneath your kingdom privilege. Amen. You have
amen.
Heard me say to you, I'm 28. I am going away and coming back to you. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I got this right. I'm going to go back. Let me go back to 25. It says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the help of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. So we know that the Holy Spirit is going to teach us and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal the mind of God. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives you, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, y'all can read all of 14 yourself because that's not the lesson. But I wanted to go there that you could see some of the attributes that Jesus spoke of concerning the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Concerning his spirit. Amen. And I want to show you in the scripture where it says, he who has not the spirit of Jesus Christ is none of his. I'm pulling it up right now. Just give me a minute. And the reason why I want you to see this, the early church went about asking, have you received since you believe? Amen? That's Romans 8 and 9. For ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that baptizes us into the body of Christ. That's we are in the spirit, we're not in the flesh. Even though we were children of Adam, now we are born again by the Spirit. This is the baptism of Jesus. John baptized with water, Jesus baptized with Holy Ghost and fire. Amen? But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's Romans 8 and 9. Beloved, you must be born again. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no way you're going to sit up on the Cornerstone Deliverance Church and say that you have not heard of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You have not heard of your comforter. You have not heard of your teacher. Amen. You have not heard of him that gives you peace. That you have not heard of the Spirit of truth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And for some of you, this is that portion of it is a refresher, but sometimes it needs to be reiterated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So
amen,
it is Moses here. He acknowledged God. Amen. He acknowledged God in all of his ways. But, beloved, we have to acknowledge God, too. When we search the word for the right way to take, and the word, the written word, is the word that has been revealed by the Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that inspired men of old to write this. Amen? The Bible's not by private interpretation. So a lot of people say, I feel this is what it means to me. Oh, yeah? This Bible, amen, the understanding of it is only by revelation. Now, I may be able to apply that revelation in different ways. Amen? Hallelujah. But this is not about what you think it means. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh. You need a relationship with the Christ. You need a relationship with the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I hope you're getting this. And this is not to condemn no one. This is to bring you to an understanding. Amen. That
Amen.
You would desire spiritual things more. Amen. Hallelujah. That you would get what you need. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, and you know that when we was physically meeting, you know we tarry. We be in all-night prayer at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, hallelujah. All night long, the Spirit moves. Prophecy comes forth. Amen, hallelujah. Interpretations. Amen, hallelujah. All night long. Amen, and we're praying all night. Ain't no sleeping. Don't bring no blanket. Don't do none of that. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
We didn't come together not to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we have to learn how to seek God. Amen. Hallelujah. How to wait on him. Praise God. And so let us go back here. I want to give you a little bit before we get a little bit too, before we get too far off the lesson. Amen. I want to, the title is Spirit Over Reason. Spirit Over Reason. And I want to give you a definition of reason. Reason is a faculty of the mind by which it distinguishes truth from falsehood and good from evil, and which enables the possessor to deduce inference from facts or from propositions. Amen? And so, beloved, and so even in the unregenerated man, they have reason. Amen? They have a conscience. There's something there that helps them to distinguish between good and evil. Amen? But listen,
Amen.
We have a little bit more than that. We have the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. And so
Amen.
We don't have to rely on reason. We that are the church, we're not going to call good evil and evil good, because we have the Spirit that is leading us into all truth. We have the Holy Ghost where we can try every other spirit by him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so reason is the cause, the ground, the principle, or motive of anything said or done, that which supports or justifies a determination, a plan, or measure. Amen? And so, beloved, we should not be moved by our reasoning. because everything that is of Christ should be moved by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that we are like the wind. The people don't know which way we coming and which way we going. They just know that we arrived. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The world can't possibly know because they don't see him and they don't know him. That's why we seem to be peculiar and crazy to the world. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we are held to a higher standard of living. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have a helper to help us to live this life. Listen, when I go through something or if I feel like I'm wrong and I don't want to forgive, amen, because sometimes you just want to be stuck in your way. It takes for the word and the spirit to check me and get me in line, praise God. Listen, I'm trying to die and go to a devil's hell. The Bible says that if you don't forgive, that you can't be forgiven.
Amen.
And for some people, this thing is really a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to do. Amen?
Amen.
But with Christ, all things are possible. With Christ.
That's right.
And so you have to tap into your the resources of the Spirit. You have to tap into the resources of the Word of God that is Spirit and is life. Amen?
Amen.
And so, beloved, I want to give you this. Reason is a gift from God, but that doesn't make it a substitute for seeking God's will through prayer. Amen? And so even though God gave us the faculties of our mind, amen, hallelujah, we that have faith in Christ and that is born of the Spirit, amen, hallelujah, God has given us instruction and direction, hallelujah. He didn't leave us to wing this thing. He didn't leave you to figure it out, amen. He gave you commands, amen, hallelujah. Acknowledge me in all of your ways that God wants to direct your path. The word should be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. The Bible says that a righteous man's steps are ordered by the word, a righteous man.
Amen.
Amen. So let me go to Genesis for a minute because I want to, do I want to go to Genesis 5? Yeah, I want to go to Genesis 5 for a minute because I said a righteous man. And so every time I say man, I don't want you to believe that I'm speaking about the he-man. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because it says this is the book of the generations. I'm in Genesis 5. I'm starting at verse 1. Amen. Genesis 5, verse 1. It says this is the book of the generations of Adam in the day that God created man. In the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam. In the day when they were created and Adam lived, I don't want to go there. And so there, the spirit in us is called man. That spirit is called man. But there is a he-man, a male man and a she man. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said he called them both Adam. My God. He didn't just call Adam. He called the he man and the she man Adam. Don't the word of God said that? It says God called their name Adam. It was Adam that called Eve. Amen. Hallelujah. But God called them Adam. Praise God. Amen. So sometimes when we're in the word of God, whenever we hear Adam, we always think of the male. And this is why we have to get back to the mind of God. His origination, his origin of his intent for his creation. Amen?
Amen.
So it says male and female created he them. So we know it's two genders, male and female, and blessed them and called their name Adam. In the day when they were created. Hallelujah. Did we get that right? Praise God. See, the word of God is the truth. Amen. And so, the spirit in us is called man. The spirit, my body is shaped differently from the he-man. Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm the woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm the she man.
Amen.
And so my body is shaped differently, and what my body does, his body might not do. And his body may do some things that my body don't do. But according to God, I'm still Adam. According to God, there's a spirit called man in me. I'm just the she-man. I'm just the she-man. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, beloved, I just wanted to bring that out to you. Amen. That we don't get confused, because sometimes the Bible speaks of a man and we just discount the woman altogether. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we got to be able to hear what spiritual is, because when we hear Adam, amen, what Adam is he talking about? The he-man or the she-man? Because he called both their names Adam. There was no other name given, not by God. But Adam did name his wife Eve.
Amen.
Come on now, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so, amen, hallelujah. And so we should not take the gift of reason and make it a substitute for seeking God's will through prayer. Amen. The only way that we're going to know the will of God is that we must seek it out through prayer. Prayer is our language in which we speak to God. Amen. We have unlimited access to the throne of grace. You might as well use it. I was up in the midnight hours last night using my access. Amen. Hallelujah. Using it. I got a call to pray, and I was up, and I wound up litigating in the spirit for a host of things. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm not wavering. Amen. I'm not taken down, and there is no disbelief. Amen.
Amen.
And so I like to use my access to the presence of God. Amen. God has, how often do you use your access? Amen. How often do you use your access? Are you making decisions today before I could come before you? I said, Lord, what should I say to your people? Amen. What should I say? I had to acknowledge him that he could direct what? My path.
Exactly.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just can't come and say anything I want to say and do anything I want to do. And so that's how Moses was in Numbers. Amen. You see that part of Moses' congregation came before him in Numbers. Amen. Sister Shirley and Sister Latasha read these scriptures, and it was the daughters of Zephilim, the son of Hepher, the son of Galeed, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and these are the names of his daughter, Mahala, Noah, Hagla, and Milcah, and Tirzah, right? And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes of all the congregation, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah. So they was not a part of the Korahites. Amen. He died in the wilderness in his sin. Everybody dies in the wilderness. Amen. They died in the sin of unbelief. Amen. But died in his own sin and had no son. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he hath no son. Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father. Amen. So these daughters were saying, is there an inheritance for the daughter? Amen. Is there an inheritance? Hallelujah. See, God wants you to make your petition known. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
God wants you to talk to him. Amen. He wants to bless you. He wants to release it, praise God. But if you open up your mouth and inquire of the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
And Moses brought their cause. Where did Moses bring their cause? It's verse 5. Someone read verse 5 there. It says, and Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And then it says 6, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying. So Moses could have operated in reasoning, but Moses didn't. Moses acknowledged God in all of his ways. Amen. In the times
Amen.
Of Moses' errors, Moses repented and got back to acknowledging God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, beloved, we have to acknowledge God. Amen. We may think that we know what to do. I may have known what to do last week, but God may be doing something else this week. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Same situation, Amen. Same circumstance, and God may not be doing it that way. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And I believe that Moses developed such a relationship with God that God knew that Moses was coming, that download was there. You have to develop a good cultural relationship with God. Amen? Listen,
Amen.
If you develop that you're going to go acknowledge him in everything that you can hear from him, that he can direct your path, if you don't mind waiting on the Lord, you can develop a good culture of hearing from God in your relationship with him. When was the last time you heard from God?
Amen.
Amen.
When was the last time he dropped something in your spirit? Amen. And some people like to say, God don't talk that much. He talked to Moses a lot. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why would he give us unlimited access? He's a communicator. Your God, and he will communicate to you through that word that is already revealed, the Bible. He will drop things in your spirit. And you know when something is in your mind versus in your spirit? You know the difference. God deals with you spirit to spirit. Intellect didn't birth this up. Isn't that what Jesus said to Peter? Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Your human
That's
system
right.
didn't give you that. It was the Holy Spirit that gave you that, Peter. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, you have to develop your relationship. Amen. That communication with God. Amen. Communication is key. Communication, and when I read the word, if I just, last night I opened up the church app and I just went to the daily readings and it just played after played. There was some that I missed, and I don't know how many chapters I listened to last night. Hallelujah. And the God was just ministering to me, and I was just agreeing and repenting and agreeing and praying for strength. And my God, hallelujah, receiving all that the scripture spoke into my hearing. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to get plugged in, my God. How do we know the way to take if God don't speak? So it says, Moses inquired of the Lord. He went before the Lord. And it says, and then the Lord spoke unto Moses. Amen? And then if we go down a little further, down to 14, God is speaking to Moses again. Amen? And let's go to 12. And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee up into this mount, Abiram, and see the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. And thou hast seen it, thou also shalt be gathered unto thy people as Aaron thy brother was gathered. For ye rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me as the water before their eyes. That is the water of Meribah and Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. Now, one time Moses was supposed to kick the rock, the second time he's supposed to speak to it.
Amen.
God accounted that as a sin, disobedience to his word. If we're not
Amen.
Acknowledging God and we hadn't gotten a revelation on the way to take, are we disobeying?
Yep.
Come on now, beloved, this thing is real. It's
Amen.
Time to develop a relationship of intimacy. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, we can't stay babes always. Amen? Listen, it's time to mature. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so now let us go another way. Amen. And so remember, this is reason, spirit over reason, spirit over reasons. Because my mind may tell me to go this way, but once I hear from God, hallelujah, once I hear from God, hallelujah, Jesus, there was a time I said unto the people, who do you say I am? And different people said different things, and I said, now who do God tell you that I am? It was a prophetic exercise, amen? And a spirit of prophecy burst out in some of them. a spirit of prophecy. One young lady said that my answer is the same because before I answered you, I saw God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Acknowledge him.
Amen.
You want to know who I am, who you are, who anybody is? Listen, we don't need no hearsay. Go to God. He will reveal.
Amen.
God will reveal. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a communicating God. Okay, so Moses appears to have been an intelligent man. He figured out how to flee Egypt after killing an Egyptian, how to survive in the wilderness, how to make his way back without prosecution. He also transferred non-militarized men into a military and taught them to craft the weaponry necessary to win countless battles. Moses was able to do these things. Why? Because God was with him.
God was with him.
God was with him, beloved. God with you. Greater is he in you than he that is in the world. If God is with you, who can be against you? Amen?
Amen.
Who's going to fight with God? And so we have to put our focus on, you know, walking in obedience to God, because he is with us. Amen? We got to honor his presence. Amen? But Moses didn't rely on these abilities. He relied on asking God his will and waiting for his guidance. And so part of the problem is that when we ask, we don't want to wait. If we don't get it right away, we just want to do our own thing. But, beloved, when you ask, you got to wait. And God is going to develop this in you. Amen? He may not always answer right away. I remember the first vision that God gave me for the youth explosion. I mean, I just couldn't say and do nothing at one point because I didn't know nothing. The time was coming near, and everybody was like, well, where are we having it? I said, I don't know. I thought it was going to be over here, but it's not. I'm waiting on God. And when I tell you I was waiting, I was waiting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, it's okay to wait on God. I waited on him until his very last revelation. The last thing that he spoke to me is that I no longer call you servant, but I call you friend. He said, a servant knows not the master's business, but a friend. And he promised me, amen, hallelujah, everything that was in that scripture, hallelujah,
that
my fruit will last, amen. So I know that I'm going to be fruitful, that the fruit is going to last. And so when I go forth praying for the sick, casting out demons, listen, I'm steadfast in the promise of God.
Amen.
Souls have to be saved at this preach. People got to grow. Why? Because he says that I shall be fruitful and that my fruit shall last. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so whenever someone comes forth with a vision, that vision must be tried by the word. Blew me away.
Yeah.
Blew me away. He blew me away, made me wait. He taught me how to move with the glory. The glory would come and visit me in the midnight hour. And one night I was tired, and I said, not tonight. Not tonight. And God said, he let me to know that you can't do nothing without me. This is not about when you want to move. This is about when I am moving.
Amen.
You gotta learn how to move with the glory. When you're tired, you gotta shake sleep off and move with the glory.
Amen.
Amen. We're not leading the glory. The Spirit of the Lord is leading us.
Amen.
Praise God. And so, beloved, be mindful when the glory visits you. You could be tired. Be mindful. Listen, those hours, 12 to 3, listen, those hours are hours of divine visitation. Sometimes we don't want to get up. Keep a pen and pad by your bed. Speak into your phone, whatever you got to do. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't let God visit you when you keep slumbering.
That's right. Ooh.
Please don't let that happen. Wake up for the Lord.
Amen.
Wake up. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
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 And so Moses didn't rely on these abilities. He relied on asking God his will and waiting for his guidance. Moses relies on God's will so often that I'm convinced that the actions that appear to come from great intelligence and reason, like his ability to escape and re-enter Egypt and his ability to train people in combat, was based on God's direct guidance.
Amen.
We see Moses seek God's guidance in matters that he could have used reason to discern. Amen. He could have just said God is gracious. Amen. So why wouldn't he give these daughters an inheritance? He didn't lean on his own understanding. He said, let me go before the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, beloved, I say these things to you, amen, that you truly acknowledge. God wants to hear from you. He wants you to acknowledge him. He wants you to develop a relationship of intimacy. He wants you to use that unlimited access that he gave you to the throne of grace. He wants to lead you through the scriptures. Amen. Sometimes you could be waiting on God to say something, and it's right there in the scripture. Sometimes I'm reading, and I'll get to a certain passage, and the Bible begins to come alive. That thing begins to pierce me.
Oh, yeah.
It gets real. I'll stay on that, and I won't move
Amen.
Until it's not moving no more. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'll read that one text over and over and over and over again until my faith grabs everything. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, beloved.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so part of these scriptures, too, was 1 Corinthians 10:1-22. You can read that on your own. And I want you to see within those scriptures, amen, hallelujah, how we are to acknowledge God. Amen. Not lean on our
amen.
Own understanding. Not lean on yesterday's understanding. Beloved, we die daily. We need to be revived daily, resurrected daily. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to stay
amen.
Plugged in. You got to, how are you going to die and not be resurrected?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But in order to be resurrected, you got to tap into that resurrection power.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he says, I am. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to shift. Amen. Listen, we just can't. This ain't the time to be faking it. And this is most definitely not the time to be winging it. You don't have to wing it. You got the Paracleto. You got
amen.
The Holy Ghost. Get a revelation.
Amen.
Get a revelation. Amen. Don't settle for nothing less than a revelation. Psalms 22:14-31 is another good read. I'm not going to keep you along tonight. Amen. You'll have those scriptures. While you're reading those scriptures, I want y'all to see spirit over reason. Reason is not the ultimate power. In this season, we're in a season of going beyond human limitations, human boundaries, tapping into God's provision, amen, his resources, tapping into God's economy, heaven's economy, and tapping into Holy Ghost power without measure. This is the season that God spoke this in August, and this is tied to every message that we will teach until the season changes, until God speaks something different. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We are going beyond
amen.
Human limitations. We are not like the world. We should not be operating on the same rim, the same pace, the same reasoning as the world. He gave us his spirit. He gave us a supernatural, divine empower. Hallelujah.
Glory
the church should never be behind. Should never be behind. Listen, by the time the new year for the world came in, we already had our direction in August. In August, we got our direction. Normally, the direction will come around the new year of the Jews. God gave that thing early. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then
amen.
When I said to him, I meditated, I said, Lord, what is the vision going into the new year? And he clearly said, I gave it to you in August. I said, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when I heard it, it was so powerful, I ran with it in the series. I didn't know that we would be implementing it all year long. Praise God. And so when I read the scriptures, I need to go beyond human limitations and boundaries. I immediately asked for a revelation. Lord, illuminate the eyes of my understanding. Let me know the hope of your calling in me. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I got to speak to him before I get any scriptures, amen? Because I don't want to enter into the scriptures with carnality. Hallelujah. I got to get in worship and praise him sometime before I get in prayer. Because he says, enter into my courts and praise him, my gates of thanksgiving. And I'm trying to be obedient here. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
I'm trying to be obedient to this word. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want my deeds and my conversation to depict that I do know him. Not that I heard of him, not that I have a worldly view of him, but that he is my Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is my Savior. This thing is personal. Amen.
Amen.
I know this word. This word walks with me and talks with me and calls me his own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This ain't just another book. This word is living and active, and I'm going to treat it like it is so. Hallelujah, Jesus. This word is bringing my provision. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why all I want to know is there a word from the Lord? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, Puyandere Bosanda. So, beloved, in leaving this Bible study, amen. Hallelujah. Don't depend on reasoning. My God. Try God at his word. Acknowledge him in your ways. Let the Spirit lead you. Wait on the Spirit. Learn how to wait on the Spirit. Amen? And you don't have to be anxious and waiting, because when you're waiting on the Spirit, you're waiting in Christ. Oh, korobo sanda. Uh-huh. See, you can't wait outside of Christ. You got to wait in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Don't wait on the Spirit in your flesh. You get agitated.
Amen.
Amen. Wait on him in Christ. Amen. Abide in him. You talking with him. You having a relationship with him. Amen. And you're waiting. Amen. Don't get frustrated with the Holy Ghost, because he ain't answering you as quick as you want. Wait on him. Wait on him. Hallelujah. Wait on him. Hallelujah. Wait on him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I love that song. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on your Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you ain't losing no ground waiting on God. You ain't losing
Glory
no ground waiting on him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
You can't lose nothing waiting on him. Hallelujah.
That's
hallelujah,
right.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Learn how to acknowledge him. Develop that relationship.
Acknowledge him.
Waiting on his direction. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God has given me a vision for investing. And when I called the people first, I didn't know which way I was going. But I said, let me jump in and get my feet wet. Amen. Hallelujah. And I made some phone calls to educate myself on the different counties and what they're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. But the woman began
Amen.
To tell me the people that do this type of investing have deep pockets. And I began to laugh. I said to myself, my daddy pockets is deep. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I heard that. Amen.
Hallelujah. I have to tap into heaven's economy. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
My daddy pockets are deep. Hallelujah.
Unlimited.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
unlimited resources. Praise God.
Glory to your name.
And as she began to talk, I was saying, man, I don't know if I'm going to get involved with this, but Lord, I'm going to acknowledge you in all of my ways that because you gave me this. I'm going to acknowledge you that you can direct my path and show me where to invest, that you can bring about the increase. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I can't get afraid now. Hallelujah. I got to walk
it.
By faith. This is something new, something uncomfortable, but I'm going to walk this thing out by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, I'm going to talk to him and wait on him and talk to him. Show me God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
My God, give me wisdom. My God, hallelujah. Give me knowledge. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God.
Glory to your name. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
hallelujah,
your name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. That new thing can feel uncomfortable. That new place in the spirit may not be comfortable, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That new place in the spirit may not be comfortable. Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
As soon as you get comfortable in a new place, there's another new place. Amen?
Yes.
You know how the door of a house, the door of the house can be wide when you come through the door. Amen? But you're on the ground floor. When you begin to elevate and you get up to like the attic, you know what I'm saying? The windows in the attic is little.
Yes.
So you can come through a wide door, but then you got to squeeze out of that room into a new room. Hey,
oh, glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Ooh, Jesus.
As you elevate.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So be encouraged in this season of your life. Amen. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Hold fast to his promise until he says something different. Hallelujah. Keep doing what he told you to do until he tell you to do something different. Amen. Because he's going to make that work. Amen. Peter said, That's our word. I will cast my net on this side. Wait. Move on the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this is spirit over reason. I don't care what the situation is. This kingdom principle you can abide. Spirit
Amen.
Over reason. You're gonna hear the Spirit of the Lord speak this to you when it's time for you to make a decision. Don't reason
Amen.
Outside of the Holy Ghost. Tap into the Spirit. Spirit over
yes,
your
Lord.
Mental reasoning. Spirit
Amen.
Over reasoning.
Your mental yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
This deposit
Spirit
has been
reason.
Made. Oh,
glory to God.
Hey,
reason
is not the ultimate power. The ultimate power is the Holy Ghost. The very Spirit of God is on assignment in your life.
Thank you,
thank you,
He's on
Jesus.
Assignment in your life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord. To
your
name.
So
hey.
It's personal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And everybody else, he's on assignment in your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, Yabobo.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to
Glory
to your name, Yababo Sakatikili Rosia. Hey, Yabobo Sakatikilandia. Oh, Jesus, we worship you, Yababo Bobo 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 Bobo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. Sister Shirley, you sharing tonight?
I just want to thank God tonight for the word and that went forth and the encouragement to my heart. I thank God because I was feeling a little discouraged today about some things that I had sought the Lord for and am still seeking him. And so it's about patience also, just believing that God said he's going to do what he said he's going to do, because he's not a man that he should lie and not the son of man that he should repent. So we just going to have to learn how to just take God at his word and just stand on his word and continue to do what we have to do in the name of the Lord until his promises come into fruition. I just want to thank God for that.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So, thank God for that share. That right there, that share was encouraging. Amen. Because God knows how to speak to our need. Amen. And he knows how to give us what we need that we can hold on and wait on him. And he probably spoke something prior to this. And, that's why I said whatever he spoke prior, while you're waiting on him to speak again, keep working that. Keep working it. Work. Amen. Get all you can out of it. Amen. Bring glory to his name doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And so, Evangelist Rose, are you sharing?
Well, I was a little late today, but I was blessed anyway. And one of the things you spoke about was getting correction from God. And I have had instances in this past week or so where God has corrected me on some things, and I'm grateful, eternally grateful, because the Lord chastens whom he loves. And he's going to turn us around to go the right way, the way that we should go in him.
Amen.
He will do that. And so I thank and praise God for the remembrance of the correction. And I will continue to bless the Lord. I thank God for this about reasoning, because sometimes we jump on situations, certain things, we jump on them without even reasoning sometimes.
Amen.
And, of course, we haven't sought the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
Amen.
And I would say that sometimes you can be led of the Lord, but you have to know if you're being led of the Lord and not being in the flesh.
Amen.
And so, I want to thank and praise God for that recollection today.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes, and we thank God for that. And I heard the woman of God speak her privilege when she said that the Lord corrected me. And then she started speaking her kingdom language. He only corrects those that he loves. Amen. Amen. Beloved, correction is a good thing.
Amen.
saying? We want that training now. We need that convincing, that convicting. Amen. Hallelujah. We need that. Hallelujah. We need that.
May I say one more thing? And when the Lord chastens you, he's not slapping you around. He's not making you feel small.
He does
it so lovingly.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's so sweet.
Amen.
So you want to do whatever it is that he said to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's so loving. I can't express that as anymore. He's just so beautiful and so loving.
Amen.
And I love
it. You need to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
When we're chastised
exactly.
and others, we have to remember
the
love of
the
Father. Amen. Because I hear the woman of God. We have to remember the love of the Father. and how he chastised us. And that's how we're able to express the love of God and speak on behalf of God, because we have relationship. Amen. And you can express what he has poured into you. Amen. You can express that. Amen. Praise God. So I'm glad the woman of God expressed that his chastisement was so loving, and to the point where it made her want to shift and get in line, but whatever it is that he was saying and leading. Amen. And if he's not convincing you or convicting you, then you're going to make me think something wrong. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, when the Holy Spirit don't have that rod and that staff right now, amen, you listen, Tommy, take it back. Amen. Do the first verse over. Holy Ghost, where are you? Where are you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who's leading me? Who's walking and talking with me? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, I look for that myself, praise God. Amen. The correction of the Lord. Amen. I need that direction, praise God.
Amen.
So we have to learn to embrace that. That is the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Brother Darryl Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, praise God to all that are in attendance tonight at Bible study here at Cornerstone Deliverance Baptist Church. I think the key, what I took from tonight's lesson, and I'll go over my few brief points, and I won't be long. I think the key word tonight that you brought up was relationship. You said it in previous Bible studies, and you know, until you have not just a relationship, but intimate relationship with God, just like you want to be passionate and intimate in other things in life, or even in a relationship with a person, God expects the same attitude and acknowledgement, just like you brought tonight the word acknowledgement. And acknowledge when the word is hitting you, not just Bible study, but in life. On social media, you know, use the resources that are out here to show that God is real, God saves, God works in your life.
Amen.
You know, I just want to say also tonight, like you said, tap into the Spirit of God with servitude and resources. Seasons change, but we should never change not knowing God.
Amen. So,
there's no excuse for us not to know Jesus. There's unlimited access to him through prayer, servitude, and now with probably a place to go on social media, as well as, Asia heard you do a broadcast on Sundays. You know, if you can't get to church now with this pandemic, we have that. So it's really no excuse. It's just no excuse. I know if you miss it, you can even watch the replay. Like you said, you must tap into God. If you just don't, then if you're in a miserable place in life, which I feel is hell, it will not get any better.
Amen.
Also, ask God direct you in your path. I thought that was a great point tonight. Also, you gave some great Bible resources to read in our spare time, which I would say is my Bible study homework. read John 14 and John 15. Also read Psalms 22, verse 14. Also, nothing you brought tonight, wait on the Spirit of Christ. Okay, you prayed about it. You praised him. You thanked him. You have an issue. He will give you an answer. But you do not wait in the flesh. You wait in his spirit by talking to him. And I always say what I do, as they say, take it to the Lord and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Just whatever's going on, if you feel you've been wronged or it needs his attention, pray on it and move on to something else. Because trust me, if he feels need acknowledgement, he will show you the answer. And you will see it. I know I've seen it in my life. You will see it.
Amen.
And finally, like I said, don't depend on him in the flesh, and keep his spirit over mental reason. Well, that's so important. Not saying you don't use your five senses and don't use common sense on things, but I always say what I took from that comment you made tonight, what would Jesus do? And I know a lot of us are going to fall, but always say what would Jesus do to get us there and do what he would do. Don't just say what Amen. Jesus do, do what Jesus do. You'd be surprised how the Spirit will change things. So that's what I took from tonight. And I'm glad we are back together. I know it's been a couple of weeks we haven't been here, but that's okay. I still took the Spirit of Cornerstone Deliverance Church with me throughout my travels. And, you know, I couldn't wait when I saw the messenger that we're meeting tonight. And, I, you know, just like you said earlier, Apostle Heard, you know, you were getting things done with your family. You said you told 8 o'clock coming, I have to get ready and we have to get there. Same thing, you know, run around doing things. I said, hold it. If I miss the store or hardware store, Lowe's, I just miss it, I'm going to Bible study.
I know that's right. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You always make that enough. I just want to say in closing that no matter what's going on, like you said, stop, give him his time, and serve in him. And we shall all prosper because a lot of stuff, as you see, is going on in the world. A lot of things have brought us to attention that, you know, in politics, you know, violence, you know, it's terrible. Just like those people got shot in Atlanta that were Asians, you know, it's just a lot of racial stuff going on. And we need God to protect us from those things and keep those things away from us. And if they come at us, he will show us how to deal with them in a positive light. So I just want to say, everybody stay and know Christ, because, you know, without knowing Christ, you'll be not only up, instead of being up in the world, you need to be, let me get it right, you correct me. There's a saying, don't be of the world, just be in the world. So that's how I feel with Christ. So praise everyone. Hope everyone have a blessed week, and that's what I took from tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank Amen. You, Brother Devin Golden, for your share. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Being on tonight and the revelation that God brought through you. Now, beloved, Amen. Faith without works, works without, what is it? Faith without works is dead. Now you got to apply the word. You got to walk it out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got to live it in your life. Amen. Amen. So before we close out, I want to ask that Evangelist Rose, Evangelist Cookie, that you do the altar call. Amen. We're going to do the altar call, and I'm going to ask that Sister Shirley pray us out after the altar call. And I want to encourage you all to be a witness. Just be a witness. Whoever God bring in your path, amen. 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 You know, acknowledge God and let him lead you on how to witness. Amen.
Acknowledge
him. Amen. Amen. So I release the line of Cookie.
Well, praise the Lord. Many of us, I don't know who's on the line that's not saved, but you know if you're saved or if you're not. You know if you need to repeat, and you will be the one that would be standing before God to take an account for the things that you have done. So, therefore, we must all go to the throne of grace and ask God forgiveness for our sins if we want to make it in to be with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Is there anybody here that needs to confess their sins to the Lord? Amen? And if you do or if you don't, just say these words after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I believe that you died for my sins. And I'll serve you, Lord, for the balance of my life. And Lord Jesus, keep me, Lord Jesus. Keep me saved, Lord Jesus. Watch over me in this time, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for having mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Sister Shirley.
I just want to thank and praise God for bringing us together, gathering us together again one more time in his name, Lord God. And Lord, because without you, we recognize that we're nothing. But Lord, we just want to thank and praise you tonight for the word that went forth, for the woman of God that brought the word forth. Lord God, we ask that you continue to use her in a mighty way for your glory. Continue to anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank and praise you that as we go our separate ways on tonight, Lord God, that your word would fall on good ground, Lord God. Lord God, that we would continue to meditate on your word that we picked up tonight, Lord God. Lord God, continue to just be blessed and encouraged by your word from tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to thank and praise you that as we go our separate ways, Lord God, that you would move in a mighty way in our lives, Lord God. Continue to have your way, Lord God. Continue to encourage and bless your people. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And I just want to say I love you all and good night, everybody. God bless.
We love you.
God bless.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love.
Have a great week.
Amen.
You too.
Amen.
Amen.